Online tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Hit the B square.
All right, it is time. One and all for Joe Hipperson. Hip on entertainment, and he is brought to you by the good folks at Oric. Online at oric.com, and they have seven locally owned and operated stores around the St. Louis area. Stop in and say hello. Oric.com, again, the website. And Oric proudly presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Afternoon.
Afternoon, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Great. It's a beautiful day. It's what else? What else could you want?
Yeah, nice to see.
Yeah. You don't like this stuff. That's right. I forget.
No,
you
couldn't stand it. When I got out this morning and I walked outside. What's wrong? I mean, it was just weird. I mean, because the night before
it was
cold.
The sunshine is weird, yeah. He said.
Yes. I hid like a vampire in the corner. Last night was nice. It was cold, you know. It was really cold, actually. I went to sleep last night with the window in my bedroom open.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. You get some intense snuggling, man, when you do that. You just snuggle up, grab the stuffed animals, the blankie. You know, just roll with it, man. It's good stuff. I'm serious.
Aren't you supposed to do intense snuggling with someone else?
You really have a stuffed
animal
you sleep
Thank
with?
Thank you very much, man.
Stuffed animal?
Yeah, you were supposed to do intense snuggling with somebody else. I snuggled by myself. I snuggled the heck out of myself last night. So there we go. And yes, I have multiple stuffed animals.
Really?
Actually.
Yes. Like what kind of stuffed animals?
Well, I've got a happy napper that my kids picked out that they said I needed to have. It's a giant monkey that my six-year-old named Minnesota Fats, which is quite interesting.
Cool.
So yes, I've got a monkey named Minnesota Fats and a Paddington Bear from the day I was born that I still have, actually. So,
wow.
Did you give him a name? No?
Yeah, Pat.
Just Pat?
Yeah, just Pat. Yeah. Pat, the Paddington Bear. What was wild, though, is this Paddington Bear doesn't look like the ones nowadays. I mean, nowadays, you see a Paddington Bear, he's kind of short, stout, kind of fat, fluffy. Mine, remember that really terrible movie called Mac and Me from the 1980s?
No.
Those weird, bizarre, they just looked like tall, skinny versions of E.T., and they were naked, which was really bizarre.
Hmm.
And that's what my Paddington Bear kind of looks like, this naked, bizarre-looking alien. No stuffed animals in the Hipperson family ever remain clothed for a very long period of time.
Yeah, because didn't a Paddington Bear come with like a rain
slicker?
Yeah,
like a blue pea coat or something.
Yeah.
No, he got stripped big time, you know, really early on. It always irks me just a bit whenever I've done the Build-A-Bear experience with my kids, because they want all these amazing outfits and whatnot, which don't make much sense to me.
All the add-ons, yeah.
Within 24 hours, the $24 that was spent on every outfit for these animals is stripped and gone. And it's not as if you could take these outfits and, you know, put them into any other logical
situation.
They only
fit the Build-A-Bear.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You can't find it. I mean, hey, if it worked out great, I'd find out, oh, a buddy of mine has a newborn baby. I got it.
Yes.
Take the Build-A-Bear clothes and drop it off. You'd think it would fit. It doesn't. I'm cheap. I found out the hard way. Does not fit. So,
well, I don't think it's necessarily cheap. That's expensive stuff, though.
It's expensive stuff, man. And so, yeah, I should probably just have a garage sale with Build-A-Bear clothes.
Yeah,
because I could do it.
Craigslist.
Yeah, there you go. That would just be kind of creepy, though. Someone, you know,
go to a
clothes
Build-A-Bear clothes swap.
Yeah, that's just bizarre. So I do have a lot of naked stuffed animals, and they all have bizarre names. I mean, like Minnesota Fats the monkey. But I'll tell you what, man, I love snuggling with Minnesota Fats. It's good stuff.
Sweet.
He knows how to hold. That's what I'm going to say there.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Now, Bill, I know that this is a radio show.
What'd you say? He has a little hole? What?
I know this is a radio show. It's a family show, by the way. And it's a family show. He knows how to hold. My God. There are no TV cameras as of right now, but I did bring in something. I debated on wearing it. But then I thought if I wore it, that would just be close to naked. So I decided not to wear it. Last week, something interesting was brought up during my segment while you were sitting in the big chair.
I think something interesting is always brought up during your segment.
This is true. It was brought up, this bizarre idea of what if Joe Hipperson and Bill Cleveland were to box each other.
Oh, that's right.
During the next, oh, yeah, you forgot all about it? Yeah, okay. I've been dreaming about it, all right? Yeah. During the next Guns N' Roses event, or let's say any boxing promoter said, hey, we should do a big boxing match for charity and get two wannabe D-list St. Louis celebrities to fight each other. Joe Hipperson, Bill Cleveland, how could you go wrong? I've been thinking about it, and I've decided to show you how serious I am about this boxing match between the two of us, if it were to ever go down. Again, I didn't wear them because it would be one step
closer. Did you get a shirt made already or something? Or trunks?
I have my trunks right here.
Ooh,
and you will see that these are the authentic replica Rocky trunks.
Rocky Balboa.
Yes. and Rocky Balboa. Sylvester Stallone wore these trunks. Not these exact trunks, but they look pretty close to it. Yeah, you can tell he's agreeing in the background.
Yes.
So, Bill, this is my... will you at least verify that I'm holding
a pair of boxing trunks?
He snuck them in under his coat.
Well, I didn't want to just walk in, because they kind of got a shine to them. It kind of looked like panties.
A little satin.
Yeah, I didn't want to walk
in. A little satin feel.
Yeah, it's got a satin feel.
Well, you could have worn them. We wouldn't have noticed what that hairdo you got today, anyway.
It's a process, Bill. It is a process, and I appreciate you bringing the process up. Yes. Right now, I am in the mood for a white wedding. And right now, I have a rebel yell that I could just scream to everyone. Yes, I bleached the holy heck out of my hair, and it is...
Well, you called it neutralizing, right? Well, is that the term for it, the salon term?
It could be a salon term. Obviously, I didn't go to a salon with this end result. I wanted to get myself back into like a light brown kind of area, and I couldn't. My hair was kind of orange and weird, and I looked like an angry bird. It was just kind of like up and bizarre.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a balding guy. I've got that horseshoe John McClane hairline going.
Right.
So I have to I do this really pathetic attempt at like a faux hawk or something. So I just got to throw it up. And
so you have to bleach it before you put the new color on?
Yeah, because think about it, man. I had this really bizarre dark orangey brown kind of weird color going. If I add a brown color on top of that, I mean, that's just, you're going to create
pukes. What is that? So it's kind of like, what's that paint you put on before you...
like a primer?
Yeah,
What's that stuff called? The kills, like a kills.
Yes, so I killed my hair. I killed my hair and neutralized it, but you can't do it in one sitting. You just can't sit down, neutralize the color, and then add another one. You could fry your hair, and it would look ridiculous. Obviously, it doesn't matter because, you know...
it could look ridiculous.
Yeah, look, when you walk around, and it's obvious that you're a guy in his 30s, and you're walking around with this, you know, bleached, blonde-looking...
Can we take a picture of him and put it on the Facebook
page? Snap it up.
I'll take a picture of him holding up his shorts there.
I'm not camera ready right now, Bill.
Well, that doesn't matter. You just do your segment, and I will take care of the photographs.
I will hold up the trunks right now so you can take a photograph of me with said trunks right now.
Great radio, by the way.
This is great radio. See, I'm continuing to talk right now. So I'm, you know, entertaining people. You know, I care about the listener, Bill. I really do. Don't get too close, man. I mean, really, I've got giant bags and circles. I mean, I got bags with bags under these eyes, man.
Really? Right, I got it.
My Facebook profile picture actually shows as blonde. You could just tag it, but no, you got to go and take one all by yourself. You're going to distort it, make it look weird, probably give me additional pimples and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing more depressing than being a 30-something guy with bleach blonde hair with an occasional zit here and there.
I mean, that sleeps with stuffed animals.
Right, yeah. No, look, maybe it's the stuffed animals that cause the buildup on the face. I don't know. But it is quite bizarre. This might be why I'm so drawn to, yes, a boxing match. Bill and myself, let me get some integrity, get some self-esteem.
Aggression.
Get trunks. I mean, come on. I'm dedicated here, Bill. I've already got the trunks. Bill's Facebooking right now while hosting a show.
Sure.
I'm sending it to peons. So
we
put it on
the
website.
Get this picture up right away.
Great. Okay. Okay. So if you want to do a little bit of this and that on the weekend, I've got a couple of options for you. We've got two major films opening up at a theater near you. One of them is difficult for me because I've said this time and time again. Being a fan of Nicolas Cage has almost become an arduous task. It is,
I'll say.
I mean, really. I mean, if you like Nicolas Cage, you're really stuck when it comes to the movies the guy keeps putting out. Now we have a sequel to a movie that I don't think more than four people saw in the first place. We have Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance. And if you've seen the previews for this movie, you pretty much know everything I could possibly say about it. I don't think anybody cared about the first Ghost Rider film.
What is it? He's supposed to be Satan's hitman?
Basically, he's like a bounty hunter for the devil.
And his
skull
is always on fire, right?
Right.
Does he start as Nick Cage and then turn into the skull fire face?
Well, he turns into the Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Right. So, yeah, he's Nicolas Cage with, you know, the first movie, just pathetic hairpiece. I mean, I'm not one to lecture on the hair, but he had a pathetic hairpiece the first one. This movie is more of a regular Nicolas Cage hairpiece. When the moon is in the right area, or when the anger takes hold, the Rider is born. And that's when, in a very pathetic display, his human body disappears and becomes a flaming skeleton with this pathetically computer-enhanced voice. And it's just lame. For example, when that Hulk reboot came out and Edward Norton took over the role from Scott Bannon, we got the new Incredible Hulk movie. You guys remember that a couple years
ago?
Yeah,
sure. Right. Sure. There was like six of those movies, weren't there?
Well, there were two, but not a big deal. So, yeah, you have the second Hulk movie. Ed Norton becomes the beast, the creature, whatever you want to call it. He's the Hulk. Everything's okay. Right up until, and this doesn't make any sense to me, he's Ed Norton. He can actually formulate sentences. He becomes the Hulk, and he can only formulate maybe two or three words at a time, and he yells, Hulk smash at the very end and beats down on the ground. And it just, it was so computer enhanced. Hulk smash! Like that is, oh, that's exactly
oh,
what
I said. Oh, that was good. That was good. Give him a hand for that.
Thank you.
Nice.
So you know it's not Ed Norton doing that voice. It's just some silly computer thing. That's what I can't stand about these Ghost Rider films. I'd be cool if it were Nicolas Cage's voice when he's the Flaming Skull. It would make sense. Because really, if you think about it, in this movie, Nicolas Cage plays the Ghost Rider character, and he's really only in the movie about 10% of the time. Anytime he becomes the Flaming Skull, it's a computer-generated image. There's no Nicolas Cage there, so the guy gets top billing for a movie he's in for like 10 minutes. But whenever we see the Flaming Skull, we're supposed to think it's Nicolas Cage, even though the voice
sounds like this,
which is really crazy.
Wow.
I can tell you haven't given this any thought.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. You know, late at night, 4 a.m, snuggling with the window open, 10 degrees out, holding
with
stuffed
Pat
animals.
And...
yeah, with Pat and Minnesota Fats. These are the things I think about. The other film that's opening up, by the way, Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance, is PG-13. That way you can take your kids to it, and they can see the Ghost Rider as he urinates fire. No joke.
Wow.
Cool.
Well, now I might just have to see it for that. I wonder where else can you see that?
Nowhere for a reason. Who wants to see someone urinating fire? Okay.
Well,
well, for real, I'm serious. All right, so we got another movie called This Means War. This is like spy versus spy. In fact, I think the marketing campaign for this movie is ridiculous. On almost every poster for the film, it says spy versus spy bigger than it says This Means War. So what is the movie really called? When I saw it, I thought, oh, they finally made a real good version of spy versus spy, and This Means War is the tagline for the film. Bad marketing. I belong in Hollywood. I'm just saying. So we've got Chris Pine, you know him as the new Captain Kirk, and Tom Hardy, who a lot of ladies think is really attractive. I think he just...
I think he's cool.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I think he looks like a chubby hobbit. I just really do. Like a chubby hobbit. I know the guy could just...
He was great in Inception.
One finger the guy could knock me down. I'm well aware of this. To say he's chubby is just ridiculous. But he has this chubby hobbit kind of look. It just kind of irks me. And we have Reese Witherspoon, I think was attractive about 15 years ago.
Oh, she's still attractive.
Really?
I love Reese Witherspoon.
She's still looking cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's That's the problem, though, Dan, is she's cute now. I think at one point she had attraction. Okay, now she's just cute. You know, she's a bit older.
I think she's beautiful.
She's kind of cute. She's about 2 years away from Melanie Griffith. All right,
no That's, way, no way.
Just
but Melanie was hot until she did all that crap to her lips.
Yeah, when she added extra, what was it, collagen to the lips?
I don't think she was ever hot.
Oh, Melanie Griffith?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I did, yeah.
Pacific Heights. Pacific Heights.
Oh,
she started getting hot.
Yes.
Okay? She started getting hot with Pacific Heights, and then it all went down. If you want to see Melanie Griffith topless, okay, you see a movie that I think is one of the greatest films no one has ever seen, Nobody's Fool, with Paul Newman. All right? That's a great film in and of itself. Paul Newman, Bruce Willis, Philip Seymour Hoffman, before anybody knew who Philip Seymour Hoffman was, and Melanie Griffith in one scene, just to kind of tease Paul Newman, decides to lift up the shirt, no bra. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're not enhanced. There's no additional collagen, injections, or anything else. Ladies, please. You're already attractive. Women are attractive in general. Stop putting things in yourself. The bonus bits and all that stuff. You just don't need it. It's weird. And none of us buy it. Everyone knows it's fake looking. And I don't think anybody... Okay. Most guys probably don't care, but
I'm on your side,
I can't
too.
Believe I'm about to agree with Joe Hipperson, but I agree with Joe on this one. This is... Absolutely.
Thank you,
El Natural.
You want me to do your hair?
Nope.
Okay. This Means War, you basically got two spies fall for the same girl, and it becomes them abusing their position and abusing their job as really cool covert government dudes to try and outdo the other. There's a lot of moments that will really remind you of True Lies. True Lies was a really cool film with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and it had like this weird subplot where Bill Paxton was trying to get with Schwarzenegger's wife, and so they were kind of basically messing with him the whole time. That was a really cool subplot in that film, and a lot of stuff in This Means War will remind you of that. It's funny. There's no heavy lifting. It's extremely easy to get into this movie. I think, although it doesn't really come across this way, this is a great date movie. This Means War is a really cool date movie. There is a little bit of romance. There's a lot of comedy, a little bit of action. Everybody gets something out of this movie. Ladies will like the guys. Guys, like you guys, will get into Reese Witherspoon. But overall, it's good stuff, man. Good stuff. If you want to see a concert this weekend, here are a few options for you tonight. Henry's Humans are going to be over at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Bar, which is right next to the Funny Bone over here at Westport Plaza. Henry's Humans, very good stuff. Friday, tonight, also... The Cut Hands will be over at A-Pop Records on Cherokee. The Reverse Halo Effect is over at Lemons. Cicero's has Luca Brasi, really cool name for a band.
Yeah.
Richie Callison Band over at the, Richie Callison Band at Blueberry Hill. Gramophone's got Oakhurst. Mr. George Strait and Martina McBride over at the Scott Trade Center tonight. That's a country thing, right?
It is indeed, yeah.
Okay.
Although George Strait, as much as he's had, huge success with a lot of his songs, But in concert, he's incredibly boring.
Martina McBride is incredibly great in concert.
Oh, she's got a tremendous voice.
But, do you find him?
But George Strait, he just will stand and just, you know. I guess, and I don't know.
So what you're saying is, basically, when he's on stage, he just plays at George. Come on,
I get it. That was pretty good.
That's good stuff.
In my head, I was trying to process. Wait a minute, George.
That was good.
Well, I was processing George Strait. Is it better to play off that? Is there an obvious gay joke? Wait a minute. I'm trying to think about it.
Don't overthink it.
Tina's right. Martina McBride may be one of the most underrated voices in music. I mean, that is a beautiful voice.
So this is a good example of a show where the opening act is just as good as the closer.
Oh, yeah. So I would say better. I would much rather go and watch Martina McBride than George Strait.
Because most of the time, you go to one of these big events at the Scott Trade Center, big concert, whenever the opening band's playing, that's where you buy your T-shirt, you know, and you spend $50 on a beer and all that. So this is one of those ones where you just chill out the whole time.
And she's tiny. For the voice that she has, she is incredibly tiny.
You don't like big girls?
No, I mean, she's just a very small lady.
You know, you're one to judge petite. When it comes to petite, small people.
And
she almost always sings Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that should be interesting.
She used to do, like, I think, Pat Benatar covers.
Well, then if you've got $40 to $80 tonight, you should be going over to the Scott Trade Center for George Strait, who plays at George. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm dipping again. I thought that was funny.
Well, you can't go back to the well twice.
Damn. All right, Saturday night, if you want to see a concert, we got Lotus at the Pageant. The Zonkies will be over at Venice Cafe. Go Tsunami at the Jefferson Warehouse. Cold Shot is over at Pops. Let's see $5 Jimmy at Cicero's. And at Lemons tomorrow night, Bambi Raptor will be playing on stage. Bambi Raptor.
Hmm.
All right. Hey, if you want something very interesting this weekend to do with the family and you're a big fan of Dr. Seuss, there is the Seussicle happening all weekend. Has anyone heard of the Seussicle?
Is it Seussicle the musical?
It is a musical.
Dr. Seuss.
Yes, there we go. It is a lot of Dr. Seuss music all woven into a story. The show opens today. It's going through Sunday over at the James J. Egan Center, which is over on J. Egan Drive in Florissant. Tickets are $7, and it's really good stuff, man. If I were you, I would just Google Seussicle, and it's S-U-E-S-S-I-C-A-L.
That's Seussicle. A neat little theater over there. It's in Florissant, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so basically, you get all the stuff that you love about Dr. Seuss all woven together into one story with all music about Seuss stuff. Kind of like the movie Across the Universe, where they told a typical love story in the 60s with all Beatles stuff. This is not even close to being like that, but it's the best example I've got, where you're using one thing and kind of telling a story. Bill's giving me that look like you really need to move on and whatnot. Because any minute now, I'm going to drop my pants, put those trunks on, and start.
Serious.
No, thank you, said put the trunks on.
Like a butterfly, man. Look, I'm sorry. Is it cheesy that I got the trunks, Bill? Can we just pretend we're not doing a radio show and just be buddies? I got the trunks.
Wait, you just went out and bought the trunks, or you already had the trunks and you just brought them in?
I did not already have these. I went out of my way to get these trunks.
All right, so, that's cheesy.
Yes.
Right. I don't think so.
Just in case somebody thinks, wow, Bill Cleveland versus Joe Hipperson. You know, I keep bringing this up, so someone's going to be like,
right.
Because Hipperson talks so fast. Now I'm talking in the, third person? Sorry. So I do talk very fast, but if I say it slow, somebody might get it. Wait, Joe Hipperson, the voice of Angel for Men, up against Bill, the nose Cleveland. I mean, it could be a really cool event.
Yes.
Would you go with the marquee of that? Because everyone's got certain names, you know, like a boxing name. Would you be Bill the Nose Cleveland?
Nope, probably not.
Really?
No.
Think of a cool boxing name for yourself. I'm serious. You really got, you know, Bill the Clutch Cleveland. You know, like you
Bill OCD Cleveland.
Yeah, there you go. That's
perfect, right? That's it. What about like Joe Hammer Hipperson? You like that?
Nope.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Hammer.
Why not, man? Okay.
Bill Sterilized Gloves Cleveland.
Here we go. That's perfect. And last but not least. I know you hate to see it go, don't you? That's a shame.
Sterilized Gloves.
So today is opening weekend over at, where are we at here? Opening weekend at the Sheldon for Art by Children of Artists. It's a bunch of kids that are the kids of artists put together a whole bunch of work to see just how good they are compared to their parents. So if you would like to go out and about and see something interesting, you go to the Sheldon. It's at their AT&T gallery. It's the children, it's a big like children art thing, man. There's a whole big gallery, nothing of artwork by kids. So if you got an artistic kid and you're thinking, hey, man, maybe this could be inspirational, this is something you should check out. TheSheldon.org would be the website to check it out. All admission, absolutely free. If you go to the opening reception today from 5 to 7 p.m., really cool exhibits. And I checked, but I could not find out. Stephen Wright, I think, is one of the greatest comedians of all time, and he had a really cool joke once, and I am not going to do a Stephen Wright impression, but what he said, he went to a art exhibit where it was all work done by children, and everything was hung on refrigerator doors. I thought that was, you know, I can't really recreate the comedy to that, but if they were smart, they would have hung all this stuff on refrigerator doors. It would have been brilliant. But Sheldon is where you can go to see art by children of artists. Today is opening day, opening weekend, good stuff. I'm out. Have yourself a great weekend. Joe Hipperson. Joe the Hammer Hipperson, voice of Angel for Men, from the Big 550 KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
I want you, Bill. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. I'm going to take my trunks and get out of here.
I must break you.
Go for it. Okay, I got to go.
And we must have really irritated a lot of people because every phone line is flashing. I'm not sure what that's all about.
I think
but
they're wanting you guys to fight.
Yeah, well, they're crazy. That's Joe Hipperson. Get your boxers out of here. brought to you by Auric. Auric. Auric.com. The website, 7 locally owned, operated stores around the St. Louis area. There's Joe and, boy, one guest right after another today.
Oh,
boy,
yeah,
nonstop.
Boom, boom, boom.
Nonstop. Here's the next one. It's a John Londoff. How are you, John?
You know, it's awful lonely here in the green room.
Yeah,
we're in the green room.
The green room, like on the Johnny Carson show.
But isn't the,
show
yeah, but we've got a lot of nice snacks
awful
and things.
Here,
and
the fruit platter.
Yeah, the fruit platter, right.
But, yeah, Joe Hipperson's funny.
Yes, he is.
And weird.
Yes. Those are two good adjectives. Yes, I agree with both of those.
Why would he want you to go into a ring and box?
I don't know. He has this.
It was for Guns and Hoses.
Oh yeah, that's the reason.
No,
he wants
I think
to box.
He
has a strange obsession with me.
Well, he
sure
loves
why.
Rocky movies. I think he really likes boxing. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to give it a go, give it a try. And who better than Bill?
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know.
Hey, what was the name of the movie with Mark Wahlberg?
The
Fighter.
The Fighter.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
You know, that was a good movie.
Well, he can dream about it all he wants. That's never going to happen.
You said no matter what?
Nah, probably not.
Did you ever get in the boxing ring?
Me, no. I don't. I could beat the crap out of Joe, though.
You can't say one and not
the
other.
There it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the gauntlet's been put out.
I think so.
You want to fight for Hipperson?
I would pay for front row seats for that.
I would, too.
Well, I think we should do it for, like, charity. You know,
yes.
Think of, like, you know, St. Louis Arc, or, you know, a great charity, and say, let's go. We'll get two guys that really probably shouldn't be in a ring boxing.
They're almost like arch rivals.
Maybe we have Dan and Ian be the second on the card.
What?
Well,
why? I have a bad back.
Yeah.
I want to fight Dan.
I know where Dan's blind spot is. I just stay there.
Yeah, right in the center.
Everywhere. Right in front of him.
Yeah, right in front of me.
That's not nice.
Well, I know it's not.
I
would never fight my friend Dan.
No, we couldn't fight. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
You and Frank, maybe? John?
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, I think that would
all
be...
All you have to do is dance around the ring for a few minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he'd fall. He'd fall down. Wow. 8 count, and he never got hit.
Like King Hippo from Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
You just said that about Frank?
John said it. I didn't say anything.
He said King Hippo.
Yeah, I did hear King Hippo. I hope Frank's not listening.
Yeah, you know Frank's not listening.
Oh, if he is, that phone's going to be ringing.
Uh-oh, I'm getting a text message.
How do you know he'll get the hotline? Do you have a hotline when he's not in?
Every once in a while we do.
Yeah. Yeah? You don't sound too excited about that.
No, he'll call and say, what are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah. I need to go on and talk about
this. He won't listen to this.
No.
On his days off?
No,
I wouldn't.
He hates our show.
Yeah. I like it. No. Hell, I'm paying ridiculous money for this spot. I better like it.
Oh, that's true.
we've already had a couple of wonderful listeners, Thomas and Teresa Kelly, on a 2012 Silverado, Pocahontas, Illinois.
Nice.
Wow. Home of Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah.
I was going to ask. Famous country singer, Gretchen Wilson, that's right. Pocahontas, Mimi and I have stopped off there many times getting gas on our way back from Dayton, Ohio. University of Dayton, our number two, Sam Londoff. Sam turns 21 on Monday.
Oh,
nice.
Pretty cool. So I know he's not listening because he's in Dayton. But if any of his friends are here, don't tell him. But I think, Mimi, we're going to sneak up and surprise him sneak into town Sunday late afternoon and make sure that we're there for his birthday on Monday.
You going to take him out for a beer then?
Then I will take him out for a beer.
His first beer, I'm sure.
Yes.
I don't think you ought to sneak in his room. I think you better not.
Maybe his second. Maybe his third. Of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, of that day will be. And it's just it's unbelievable weather. You just got to... Didn't it? You kind of get to you the last couple of days with absolutely no sun.
Oh, my mood! My mood changes so much. Like on a day like today, it's just amazing.
Does.
Yeah,
we've had people everywhere, service, everyone smiling. I mean, when it pours down rain for 3 or 4 days in a row, or snow, or ice, you know, or of course we predict that we're going to have 2 to 4, 4 to 5 inches of snow, and we get an inch. You know, 2.5, maybe 1.5 inches.
I like it when they miss it that way.
But enough salt to choke a horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the deal? I mean, I don't know what's up. Every day, one day closer to springtime.
That's true.
Indeed.
Your spring training already, every starting pitcher is in Jupiter. The team, they said, is Chris Carpenter said, he goes, is just this air of excitement, you know?
Good. They should be. They could win it again this year.
You know, there's a guy loved Tony La Russa. He was great. 16 years, gave his heart and soul. But let's face it, he was pretty tight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being lucky enough to be in that clubhouse a few times, even years ago, like in April, I was there one time with my boys. And, I mean, he was walking around like it was Game 7 of the World Series. So I hated. I wonder what it was like, you know, that day before Game 7. He must have really been tight.
I'd say.
Maybe he couldn't even walk. Okay, you're leaving me out here.
I don't know how much.
I mean,
we just heard tight like over and over again.
Yeah.
Somebody say something, okay?
Welcome to my world, John. Welcome to my world.
No, you forget that I've been in the studio, and I know you're all multitasking. You're on your phones, and you're on the board doing something.
Oh,
so you're
sure.
You're not even listening to me.
No, I'm taking a nap.
You're the you're the biggest multitasker I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Did Bill just say he's taking a nap?
Yeah,
I got it.
Nice. That's nice. Keep the guy in the green room listening to Hipperson for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that was a little cruel. I apologize. I feel bad now. I feel a little bad.
Do you really?
No,
not really.
I didn't think so. Well, you know what? It's a lot of fun. We've sold a lot of vehicles. I was waiting for Pat Piper to text message me the name of this wonderful couple that was just in here, bought an Equinox. but I'm not getting the information. So we'll talk about it on Monday then, maybe. But kids, just all we can ask is that your listeners give us a shot. They're in the market for a new car, a new truck, a pre-owned vehicle. On pre-owned vehicles, even if you go online to lawndoff.com and you look up and you don't see something you like, you want to do business with us, tell us what you want. You know, even down to the equipment and colors, interior, exterior, and give us a couple of days to find it for you. It's a locator list of where we can get out and buy anything you want and still give you some of that Lawndoff love and give you a great deal and an experience of just having a good time buying a car, buying a truck, and then having the award-winning service operation and parts department taking great care of you.
All right.
So we're open late tonight, late. And if you notice, it's like still sunny now after 6 o'clock.
You know what? That's nice.
Beautiful.
That's nice. I like that.
I'm thinking tonight could be a pretty nice sunset, too.
I think so.
Can you all see the sunset in there?
It'd be a nice sunset driving off into the sunset in your brand new Chevrolet off of Johnny Lawndoff's lot. How about that?
Wow.
See? Yeah. You are talented.
Yeah.
I don't care what Bill says. I think you're really talented.
Yeah, thanks, John.
The phone number here, if anyone wants to call us today.
Hey, what's the phone number, John?
And talk to the adorable Mary Ryan. She's having a great hair day today. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 24-7, 365 at lawnduff.com. And Mary Beth Tedesek and her team. We'll take great, great, great care of you. So a lot of inventory, a ton of Malibus. I think we received about 34 Malibus off the transports today, yesterday and the day before, and then a lot of trucks today. So come and see us, kids.
All right. Will do. Have a great weekend, John.
So you too. Good talking to you all, and drive safe out there. Okay, kids?
All right.
Bye, John.
See you, John.
See you, John.
Bye-bye.
All right. John Lawndoff. There you go. We'll be back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With a look at your afternoon commute, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oakland Airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon. All right, we're just trying to see which microphone works up here. We got things
going. Well, was it the first one? Yeah, it wasn't the first one. It's this one.
All right, you can't. Okay.
Now we hear you.
Wait, this one you
can
hear?
This one.
Yeah, that's good.
This one you can hear me with. Yes.
Okay. What?
Well, they did some work up here, and I can't really tell what's what. And when you're airborne and everything's what? In the bathroom.
I'll take $2 worth.
I know you beat me.
$2 worth of what?
What's what?
That's an old joke.
Oh, what's what? You got me there. Hey, we've got a bunch of stuff going on right now. We've got eastbound 40. That is jammed pretty solid from about Vandeventer up to the Poplar Street Bridge. We also have a report of an accident possibly at southbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. Now, when we flew over there about, seven, 8 minutes ago, didn't see anything, but we got the report just a few minutes. We also got a report of an accident on southbound 270 near Tesson Ferry. Southbound 170, that's jamming up from about Del Mar through Forest Park Parkway, and then it opens up down through Highway 40, but no reason for that delay. Looking at westbound 70, it still looks great from downtown out through the airport. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief treats the real problem of your sinus congestion, reducing swelling due to nasal inflammation. The right relief for the real problem. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
Tonight on KTRS Tonight, isn't that a cool little title for the program? My friend Patty Steele from New York City will talk about her own Lin sanity. How crazy is it in New York with this Jeremy Lin from the New York Knicks? Speaking of that, Steve Kerr will give us some actual NBA perspective all tonight. Hoops up.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation's specific requirements. Visit Fast Steel's trained factory certified inspectors at the HBA Home Show and receive a fully guaranteed comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area next Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Only two creatures on Earth follow their leaders over a cliff: lemmings and Washington liberals. Senator Claire McCaskill followed the president over a cliff with Obamacare, trillions in higher debt, special interest bailouts, wasted stimulus spending. Now President Obama is forcing religious hospitals and charities to provide services that violate their beliefs. Republicans and Democrats have called on President Obama to withdraw his extreme rule. But Washington insider Claire McCaskill is tone deaf to the real world. She's defending this Obamacare mandate, inserting government into our private lives as never before. Senator McCaskill told voters she wanted to be held accountable. Take her at her word. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639. Tell her to change her position before she and President Obama destroy freedoms that make America great. paid for by Crossroads GPS.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
Hi, it's the roofer again for Lane House Construction. Our company specializes in exterior remodeling, including roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Lane House is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a 7-time Super Service Award winner for Angie's List. We're fully licensed and insured. If your house has been hit by hail or strong wind, please give us a call. We'll come out, do a thorough inspection, go over the results with you. If you have damages, we can help you through the entire process. So give us a call area-wide at 866-546-ROOF or on the web at thestlroofer.com.
Comfort Air is all new for 2012. At Hannah's Better Beds, their new display beds are ordered. Get a sneak peek at hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Luxurious fabrics, new foams, including gel-infused Serifoam, and new controls from your number one Comfort Air exclusive dealer, Hannah's Better Beds. Give them a call at 314-205-1166 or visit their store in Chesterfield at 141 and Olive or click hannahsbetterbeds.com/550. Hannah's and Comfort Air. Better beds means better sleep.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery, only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
Jim Croce.
Little south side of Chicago. It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy.
So Britain has named the fattest woman. As if that's a title people would aspire to
have. There's that one lady. That one lady that was trying to get what, up to 1,000 pounds or something?
That was the lady with the webcam, right?
Yeah, where people would pay to watch her
eat. Well, she's not doing that anymore.
Remember, she's trying to drop weight now.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Well, here in Britain we have the, Brenda Flanagan Davies. She weighs 40 stone, which, if we calculated correctly, is about 550 pounds. She is now Britain's fattest woman. She hasn't left her house in 4 years.
Man.
She's 43 years old. Says she's never even sat in her taxpayer-funded living room because it takes too much effort for her to walk there from her bed.
Oh.
She's the fattest woman. Here, listen to this. She's a former shop assistant. Eats more than 6,000 calories in a day, including 9 chocolate bars and 3 liters of soda.
Doesn't sound like she's...
The daily recommended intake for women is about 2,000 calories, according to this.
Doesn't sound like she wants to lose any weight.
So here's the here's the rundown. Excuse me, something's going on with my throat today. I have no idea.
What's going on here, Bill?
All right, so here's the menu for this lady. Breakfast. She eats yogurt with 2 slices of toast with cheese and pickles.
Cheese and pickles?
Wait a minute.
Cheese
that doesn't pickles. Sound all that bad. Is that
no,
it?
That's breakfast.
Pickles are not. Pickles don't have any fat in them, right?
Snack. Hang on. Snack. This would be, kind of like brunch, I guess.
Snack.
3 bottles of Coke and 3 chocolate bars.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Anyway, then it's lunchtime. Lunchtime. An entire large pizza with chips and pie for dessert. It's unbelievable.
I believe chips are like French fries over in Britain.
Okay. And then another snack. It'd be like the after-school snack.
Just more soda and more chocolate?
3 more chocolate bars with chips and cheese as a snack.
Oh. Cheese.
3 bottles of, and it says, I'm Brew. What is that? I-M-B-R-U.
That's maybe it's a root beer or something over there.
Dinner. Well, we get to dinner. Either a large portion of sausage, egg, and chips, or a Chinese takeaway. A
lot of chips.
And then it says, no joke, for an evening treat.
Oh, she allows herself.
She has another 3 chocolate bars before bed. Wow. Holy crap.
Wow.
That's the result. Yep.
People look at me like I'm a freak, she says. They don't see a person. They see a massive blob they don't think has any feelings.
Just if she just gave up like 6 chocolate bars a day.
Sometimes I want to scream and tell them I'm still a person. Everyone has their issues, but my addiction is more obvious because of my size. Her days are filled surfing the internet, watching her favorite shows, and of course, eating. Wow. Now, in this article, she also says she wants to have a kid at some point.
Wow.
I'm telling you what, I'm looking at a picture of her, and I don't think too many guys are going to be lined
up.
You
sure she doesn't already have one in there?
She may not even know.
Yeah.
There's one in a fold.
Poke around a little bit.
That Iron Brew or whatever that's called Iron Brew, and that's like the equivalent of Coca-Cola over there, but it's orange. Okay.
So that's more soda.
Yeah, it's orange.
She has a refrigerator right next to her bed so she doesn't have to get up.
Sure.
And it's fully stocked. They got pictures of it here. Fully stocked. Holy cow.
She's that people look at her like she's just a big blob. She never gets out, though.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and you hate to make fun because this is very sad and disgusting, but... now she used to have a job back in, I guess in 2000 she stopped working, and then all this started to happen. I can't even imagine. She's honest to God. I'm looking at her. That's about 14 Bill Clevelands.
Wow.
I mean that's just no. I'm exaggerating a bit, but that's.
Who cooks all that food for her?
You know what? That's a good
article.
That's a good point.
Well, it said takeaway foods. Maybe
so she
orders
in.
Out.
I think is the word there. Can we take a couple calls, Beyond?
Yeah.
Go. All right, let's talk to Tom. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, it sounds to me like she's pregnant already with that breakfast pickles, cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, chocolate. That does sound like a pregnant woman's diet.
That's the...
How'd you like to be in that bed?
Oh, that poor bed. That bed has feelings, too.
Yeah.
She didn't think about that.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, she's the article. It says there's a special type of bed. I mean, you'd have to have a special type of bed to hold 500 and something pounds. Holy man!
She's almost going to have to reinforce her floor, probably.
Yeah, hopefully.
Better
she's
hope
still
she's
able
on
to,
the on the because
usually
floor.
When they get that big, they can't even move out of the bed anymore, and then you know all your other daily functions that a body has to go through has to go through sitting in a chair or something.
Mm. Before we break, there's a picture now we've put on Facebook. Peon posted a photo that I took a few moments ago of Joe Hipperson, who, in case you missed it, was in here begging me to box him. And he brought in some boxers of, what is it?
Rocky Trunks.
Rocky Trunks.
Yellow and gold and black.
Mm-hmm. And you can see a picture of Joe holding those up and his bleached hair. So.
Neutralized, yeah.
I'm sorry.
He said
neutralized.
Yeah,
excuse
well, bleach neutralized. I think
that's kind of the same thing. All right, what am I doing here, Beyond?
I think we can get
one
more in.
This is Rob. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, if she quit her job a couple years ago, who's paying for all the food?
Well, it said...
It said taxpayer-funded living room, so I assume the taxpayers over there are paying for her food as well.
Oh, my goodness. Put her on Jenny Craig or something.
Something.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Rob. We'll break. We'll come back. Coming up after 5 o'clock, we'll do our weekly trivia game. I tried to, I don't want to say dumb down the questions this week.
Oh, well, nice.
What?
Thanks, Bill.
Because
don't dumb them down.
You can't say I tried not to. I'm not going to say dumb down, but that's essentially what I did.
Those questions right.
Yeah, we've been on the roll lately.
The last couple of weeks have been kind of rough. So we'll try it again. You know, if not, maybe we'll have to look for something else to do in the 5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
So we'll have some home show tickets to give away.
Well, there you go. So we'll do our trivia game, our Who Do You Trust trivia game coming up after 5. Here on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, Tina. We are looking at southbound 270. That was a little bit slow between Olive and Ladue, but then you start jamming up from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Told you, eastbound 40, that is really jammed up between Vandeventer now and the Poplar Street Bridge. Looks like once you get over the bridge, everything is okay. No accident at southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. That was just a report. Looks like there's not much going on southbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway either. Now, westbound 70, a little slow as you go past the airport through about Cypress, and then it opens up. You're slow again out toward Zumbel, and then again from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through T.R. Hughes. And also 40 is jammed up between 270 and Maryville Center. And this traffic report brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, your participating Toyota dealer has Toyota True 2 batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $79.95 and Toyota True Start batteries for the Toyota suggested price of $99.95. Installation extra. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Another Cardinal gets the ring.
I'm ABC's Jeffrey Kaufman in Rome, where final preparations are underway for the ceremony that will see 22 new Cardinals receive their crimson caps and gold rings from Pope Benedict XVI at St. Peter's Basilica.
He was born in Baldwin, raised in St. Louis, and has risen to become the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York. Now he's receiving the ring as he is elevated to the College of Cardinals at the Vatican. Congratulations, Timothy Dolan, a local boy who made good. From the Big 550 KTRS.
That's right. More nasty political ads from out-of-state special interests attacking Claire McCaskill.
But here in Missouri, we won't be fooled.
This isn't about abortion.
Claire McCaskill is fighting to prevent abortion. She wants all women to have access to affordable birth control. No government can tell a woman whether she can use birth control.
And this isn't about religion. Our churches remain free to worship in any way they choose.
No church or hospital will be forced to pay for anything that violates their beliefs. Claire will fight anyone, including the president, to protect our religious freedom.
Just like she led the fight to save the auto industry and stop the Chinese from cheating Missouri manufacturers.
And stood up to the Obama administration to stop regulations that would cost Missouri jobs.
Washington hasn't seen it in a while, but Claire McCaskill's independent, Missouri style.
And we've got a senator on our side.
I'm Claire McCaskill, and I approve this message.
Paid for by McCaskill for Missouri 2012.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Call AccuQuote. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of people save a fortune on their life insurance. Find out how much you can save. Call AccuQuote now for your free quote right over the phone. 800-654-2071. That's 800-654-2071.
At Exxon and Mobil, their smart gasoline works at the molecular level to help remove deposits so your car runs cleaner. It's one more way they make gasoline work harder for you.